Wow, what a day for the digital asset space. On June 30, we saw a massive coalition of over 140 major corporations. Think Visa, MasterCard, Stripe, BlackRock, Google, and even Coinbase come together to announce a brand new institutional stablecoin initiative. It's honestly a game changer.
It certainly is. And to be clear, this isn't just a minor update. This move directly challenges Circle's USDC and marks a decisive shift in the landscape. We're watching the industry pivot from crypto-native experimentation straight into traditional finance dominance.
Right, and that really puts a spotlight on how Circle's business model actually works. Their revenue heavily relies on earning interest from the highly liquid reserves backing USDC, which are primarily U.S. Treasury bills and commercial paper.
Exactly. It's a classic financial flywheel. As USDC's market capitalization grows, Circle's interest income scales right along with it. That revenue funds their infrastructure expansion and directly supports the valuation of their governance token, CRCL.
Which is why this new coalition-backed stablecoin is such a direct threat. They're stepping in with comparable stability, rock-solid regulatory compliance, and that deep institutional trust that's hard to ignore.
And if capital starts migrating to that new project, Circle's reserve base and interest earnings could contract pretty quickly. That would directly undermine CRCL's valuation and its long-term utility in the market.
It's fascinating to see the strategy behind it, though. This coalition isn't just forming for show. They're pushing for real control, standardization, and seamless integration with legacy financial systems.
Precisely. By pooling their resources, these firms aim to establish unified compliance frameworks, bridge traditional banking with blockchain settlements, and spread both the development costs and regulatory risks across a much more resilient network.
And each member brings such a unique strength to the table. You've got Google and Stripe providing the technical infrastructure and developer ecosystems, Visa and MasterCard offering global payment rails and merchant acceptance, BlackRock adding that heavy-hitting institutional asset management credibility, and Coinbase bringing deep crypto-native expertise.
Together, their goal is pretty clear: to establish the default digital dollar for both enterprise and consumer markets. And the market didn't wait to see if they could deliver.
Nope, the reaction was immediate. Within just hours of the announcement, CRCL plummeted by 17%. It really reflects sharp investor concerns over Circle's future profitability and the sheer competitive threat of a heavily capitalized, regulator-friendly alternative.
That rapid sell-off perfectly highlights a core principle of crypto tokenomics. When a token's value is tied to its parent company's revenue, any credible threat to that revenue triggers immediate repricing. Period.
So, for CRCL to stabilize, Circle really needs to prove that USDC can retain market leadership. They'll have to do that through superior technology, faster settlement times, or exclusive partnerships that this new consortium just can't easily replicate.
This announcement really represents a pivotal moment for digital money as a whole. The entry of traditional finance giants validates the stablecoin asset class, but it also raises the bar significantly for compliance, transparency, and scalability.
And honestly, that could be a huge win for everyday users and businesses. We're likely looking at lower transaction fees, faster cross-border settlements, and much stronger consumer protections.
Developers will feel that shift too. They'll likely encounter a more mature ecosystem featuring standardized APIs and clearer regulatory guidelines, which makes building on this space a lot more predictable.
But we can't ignore the risks here. Market fragmentation is a major concern. Without interoperability between these competing institutional stablecoins, the ecosystem could easily splinter, creating a lot of friction for merchants and global commerce.
That's the industry's next critical challenge, ensuring seamless communication between these networks. It needs to mirror how traditional banking systems already interact, or we'll just end up with a walled garden problem.
Ultimately, though, this June 30 announcement proves the stablecoin race is far from over. It's exciting, but it's going to be a real test of resilience.
Circle definitely built a strong foundation, but the rise of this multi-industry consortium demonstrates that institutional-grade digital currency is the future. The playing field has changed.
As regulatory frameworks mature and institutional demand continues to grow, the companies that successfully balance innovation with compliance will be the ones defining global payments.
And that's the bottom line for investors, builders, and everyday users. The era of experimental stablecoins is ending, replaced by a competitive, regulated market where transparency, interoperability, and institutional trust will dictate who wins.